Today, we will be reading from Matthew 15, verses 21 through 39. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would teach us today. Open our eyes to see who you are in the Word of God. Open our hearts to be receptive, to be open to hearing, and ready to learn. Teach us today, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 15, verses 21 through 39. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse in the way." His disciples answered, "Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied, "and a few small fish." He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they, in turn, to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan. Okay, today we have 2 stories. The first one tells the story of Jesus going through this region. He's been healing people, he has been teaching, and a woman comes to him. Now, she is a Canaanite woman. That means she is not Jewish. And so she has a problem. Her daughter has been demon-possessed and is suffering, and she is very concerned for her daughter. So she comes to Jesus and asks Jesus to heal her. And Jesus gives a very strange response to me. But we're going to talk about it. Jesus said that he was not come to them, to the Canaanites, but his mission was to the lost sheep of Israel. And she says, "Lord, help me." And he says, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." This to me is a very strange thing for Jesus to be saying. And so I looked up some things trying to figure out what exactly is it that he is saying and why. Basically, in this part, Jesus is explaining his mission, his purpose. When Jesus came, he did come to take away the sins of the whole world, but he did it in a very specific way. He came at the time to the Jewish people, to the people of Israel. Now, back in the Old Testament before Jesus, God had formed a very special, close relationship with the Jews, with the people of Israel. They were his chosen people. And God had chosen to work in and through them, that the rest of the world would see him and know him by watching and learning the story and the history of his relationship with the Jewish people. As part of that relationship, God had promised to send them the Messiah, and that's who Jesus was. When Jesus came, he came as the Messiah. Now, ultimately, he was the Messiah of the entire world. But before he reached out to the world, his mission and purpose was to the Jews. During Jesus' entire earthly ministry, his main focus was on the Jewish people, teaching them, guiding them, directing them. His disciples were Jewish. The people that he worked with were Jewish. The people that he taught were almost entirely Jewish. Now, there were a few, like this woman and a couple others, who were not Jewish that he did help. But most of his time was spent focused on the Jews. Now, does that mean that those of us who are not Jews, that we are cast out? No, but Jesus was very focused in what he was doing. And so at this time, his purpose was to the Jews. But he knew what was coming, that at some point, the Jews, especially the Jewish leaders, would reject him, and actually, they were the ones who led to killing him. And as they had rejected him, his disciples, the people that he was teaching, he was planning to send out to the rest of the world to share his message there. But he knew that before they would be ready, he had to spend time teaching and preparing them. He had to focus his attention not everywhere, but on one place, one time, one group of people, the Jews. And once he had worked with them, taught them and prepared them, they would be sent out to the rest of the world. And so he is not rejecting here those who are not Jews, but just saying his purpose, his focus at this time in his ministry was on the Jews alone. But he does show mercy. He does show compassion. And just like that, he shows mercy and compassion for us, that as we come to him and as we say, Lord, help me, please, as we come to him and we have faith, knowing that he is merciful, that he is kind, even here, she says, Lord, I know that I am not one of the ones that you are focusing on. But even dogs get something. They're not just kicked out completely. They still get something from the master. And he smiles and he has compassion on her. Now, to me, it seems rather odd that he talks about it's not good to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. It seems very insulting. But she does not seem insulted by this. I think this was a common thing that she just understood this was a cultural expression. And so I try not to be offended by this. But as I said, this story is difficult for me. But as I look at this story in the context of the entire New Testament that I have seen and read and studied before, it becomes clear that Jesus is coming for all. That Jesus did die not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles and the non-Jewish people as well. But here he's saying, while I'm here at this point, I am very focused in who I am reaching. I think we also need to learn from this and maintain focus. Many times it is very easy to get distracted, very easy to lose focus on who we are, on what God would have us do, and where God would have us work. And so, as we get distracted and pulled in many different directions, our effectiveness goes down. And that, I think, is what Jesus is trying to avoid. If he opens up his ministry not just to the Jews, but to the Gentiles as well, suddenly people from all over are going to be coming to him, demanding of him his time. And he does not have the time to give to everybody. And so at this point in his ministry, he chooses to remain focused on the Jews. We also need to choose to remain focused, praying, asking God to help us figure out who it is that he is having us focus on, what it is that we are to do, and then stay focused, putting out all the other things that might distract us, so that we can be most effective in doing the work of God. Now, the second story, all these people are following him, he's healing them, they're praising God, and they've apparently been following him for 3 days, and he's been teaching them, healing them, and he says, we need to feed them. Now, his disciples' answer is very strange. They say, where could we get enough bread to feed all these people? We're far from town. Now, if you remember, just in the last chapter, chapter 14, Jesus had already multiplied the food to feed 5,000 people. The disciples had already seen this once, but they seemed to quickly forget. And so he has them sit down, and he once again takes the 7 loaves of bread and the fish, he breaks it, and they feed all the people. Again, he demonstrates his power to provide for their needs, his power to provide. And the disciples, for some reason, didn't come to him and say, hey, Lord, we have some bread. Why don't you multiply it and do that miracle again? Instead, they're like, we can't do this. I think we also quickly forget the good things that God has done. We are often too quick to forget what God has done in our lives as we move on and get into new problems. And I want to challenge us to think about the good things that God has done for us, to think about all the ways that God has blessed us, and not forget that he has the power to provide for us. We need to trust him. And so here the disciples see again, oh yeah, Jesus was able to do that. And we need to remember always that God is good and that God can provide, and we need to trust him to do so. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you that even though your earthly ministry was to the Jewish people, Lord, thank you for sending your followers out into the world, for saying that you came for all people. Thank you for sending those to the non-Jewish people like me, that Lord, you love all people, not just the Jews. You have shown mercy to all people, not just the Jews, that I can come and I can worship and I can be part of your family. Thank you, God, for that. Lord, thank you also for your provision. Help me today to remember who you are and all the good things that you have done in my life. Help me to continue to trust and believe and to look to you first for all that I need. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.